Mark in the Morning comes to you from the studios of 100.3 The Sound in Los Angeles. In Southern California, hear it happen live without a net from 6 to 10 a.m. Weekdays on 100.3 FM.
Better than Creed.
We need a little. This is some old school Destiny's Child.
So old school, it's preschool.
Yeah. It's so good. It's just telling you that your life isn't as bad as you think it is. And on a Monday, I think that's something that we have to keep in mind. And Beyonce, preach, girl. There are plenty of people who don't like me, but 10 times more who love me, and I love myself. You sing it, Beyonce. Take a deep breath, hold my eyes, feel the love, and give a smile. As much as you hate Mark right now for this song?
No.
Oh, good.
I just like... I automatically dislike everything he does. So, by comparison, this is uplifting to me.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. It's not bad. Yeah. It's good. Okay, I'm glad you like it. I'm sure we're going to get a lot of hate phone calls, but we're going to get a lot of love phone calls because... It's Destiny's Child. How angry can you be?
Well, you know what's great is in a minute or so here, I'm going to cut this song short.
Yeah.
Everyone listening, if I would cut off Smoke on the Water, there'd be torches and pitchforks out front.
Know.
But I can cut this off, yeah, and it's okay.
And nobody's going to say anything.
Except yeah. for maybe Beyonce.
Yeah, maybe start potting it down before people get too angry at this very happy song. I just love this song, and I love all of you. It is Mark in the Morning. It is a beautiful, beautiful Monday morning, and Mark is...
Markless in the morning.
Yeah, Markless is probably, what, kicking it on the pier right now? Pulling out a cigar.
Mm-hmm. Having to pull out a cigar.
Yeah, that's...
Red, who's a good dog?
Literally, wait, is he Gary Marshall?
He turned into Gary Marshall at the end, yeah.
And by the way, we're gonna hear from Gary Marshall in a couple minutes. But Mark is chilling.
Yeah.
Straight chilling on a deck right now in North Carolina. So Andy and I are gonna, we're gonna keep things rolling with Jackie and Danny and Mikey. Not Katie. Katie's watching Mark pull on a cigar, yeah. I'm sure. Yeah. Drinking some scotch.
The whole family's in North Carolina.
Yeah, they're good people. We're gonna miss them. But we're going to get through this, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We have Gary Marshall coming up in just a few minutes. I attended something very special on Saturday. I can't wait to tell you all about it, and we'll get into weekends, because I know for a fact that Jackie had an interesting kickoff to her weekend. She really bookended a fascinating weekend.
Yeah, she took a ride with Mario Andrade.
Don't even attempt.
Is that her cousin? Andrade?
From Mexico.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right, we'll get into that too. You want to get in some spots maybe?
Let's do it.
All right. We're going to do some spots, then we'll get back into it. This is Mark in the Morning.
It's Markless in the Morning. Holly Hanula, what a great day.
Wow.
I mean, one day she's going to catch wind of this and be very, very upset.
We work at the same time. She'll never hear me. Say.
No, right. She never takes vacations either.
I know.
Yeah. She couldn't possibly listen to the radio. Mark in the Morning, Markless in the Morning, Gina Grad, Andy Chanley, Mike Sherry, Danny Maserati.
Maserati.
Maserati, he loves that. Jackie Delgado. Katie and Mark are off gallivanting God knows where. Actually, we know where. North Carolina. So we're going to do this without them. But we have lots of Mark all over the show. So if you were expecting a little break from him, that's not going to happen. Weekends.
I had a fantastic weekend.
See, I looked right at you because I was hoping you had something.
Celebrated, Laura, and I celebrated our 8th anniversary. We had a weekend staycation at the Ritz in Marina Del Rey. Ran into some listeners, Andrew and Kirsten and Aubrey and Kinley, their kids. They were there also celebrating their anniversary.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was nice. And then we get back, and the wheels just fall off. It's sweltering last night, middle of the night, have to turn on the air conditioning. It's so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Baby sick a little bit. Yeah. And
was this a childless weekend?
No.
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 It's a
breastfed baby. It can't.
Andy sent this picture of this nice romantic table at some fancy restaurant, and then there's a little pacifier on it right next to
all of our drinks, and then her little pacifier. But then on the way into work this morning, it's weird. Like, people cutting me off. Two people run red lights in front of me. I saw two skunks walking along the on-ramp. I'd never seen a skunk in my life before.
Really?
Jack, yes, if they were holding hands.
They were sniffing each other's butts. But
good omen.
Close enough. That's what animals do.
Yeah. Okay, good.
The heat does that, I think. It brings the crazies out.
Speaking of crazies, Mikey.
I had a boring weekend, except for yesterday we had a family barbecue. We did Father's Day yesterday because my wife's dad, they were in Hawaii the weekend before. So we did a Father's Day, which also turned into my parents' anniversary.
Wow.
And it was cool. I'm the barbecue of the family. And I was
the grill master.
I'm the grill master. And I kind of burnt the chicken for the first time ever, but it wasn't my fault. It was so hot. It was 108 that I think there was an extra layer of heat.
Mm. I don't think that's true. But Mikey, can I tell
you
something?
He's blaming it on the barometric pressure.
Exactly.
The timing.
Mikey, it's not everybody else, but can I make you feel a little bit better?
Yeah.
If I write your barbecue, I'd say, oh, I'll take the burnt ones.
Everybody wanted the burnt one.
Because that's what our people like.
Yeah, we like. I'm like, I'm sorry, guys, I burnt it. Oh, no, we love it. And then I ask everyone after, how was the chicken?
It was a little dry.
It was great. No, it was good.
All right.
It's my mom's fault, though, because she gets the super thickest, like, breasts of chicken that you can possibly get.
I hear that.
And if it's too hot, if the grill's too hot, it'll burn on the outside but not cook fully on the inside.
Oh, Mikey.
Yeah.
What a sad story.
I know.
Well, it still sounds pretty good. Do we have time to see what Danny was up to?
Danny, burnt chicken?
I love well done.
I will just say that's what we like.
Okay.
And I'm not wrong.
The hot dogs were perfect.
What did you do this weekend, Danny?
Hung out with my brand new nephew, who's 4 months old.
Oh.
He sucks. He cries every time I like touch him.
You suck. Every time I touch you.
It's true, but it's in the family. It's in the blood. But the real weekend happened yesterday with Jackie. I'll let her explain that.
Yes, I can't wait. We're going to do that in just a moment.
All right. Well, we'll save it because she had an action-packed weekend that began with Mario Andrade.
Her cousin Mario.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment with that and more. Pat Benatar, you're listening to Mark in the Morning. Markless in the Morning. Pat Benatar on Mark in the Morning. Mark is off this week. I'm Andy Chanley, and Gina Grad has the con.
I have the what?
I don't know what that means. It's something they say on boats.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, you guys, shut up. Piggy has the conch, like from Lord of the Flies.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. So Danny's weekend involved mostly Jackie, which is a super weird thing to say. But Jackie, it's true, is it not?
Yeah, it is.
So you had a real bookend-y kind of weekend.
I had a really work-packed weekend.
Yeah, you sure did. So Friday...
All right. So Friday, I was so excited to go in this car. I didn't know kind of what to expect other than going fast, and I couldn't sleep the night before. So I didn't eat anything. I didn't drink anything. I was just on adrenaline and 2 hours of sleep.
If you missed, by the way, she rode in an Indy car. She was going to the Speedway.
The
Auto Club Speedway to get in an Indy car for a ride around the track. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't know who I was getting in with. They just said, professional's going to get in and take you for, a little ride. And I was like, okay. So I wasn't like that nervous, I was cool. And then I get on the air and I tell you guys, because they say, oh, Mario Andretti's going to take you. And I was like, cool, and let me tell them. So I'm like, oh, Mario Andrade, because I thought he was my people. Mario Andrade is going to take me for a little ride. And you're like, what? And I was like, what?
That's exactly what I said. What?
Yeah.
We had a problem. Was it Mario Andrade?
Yeah.
Andrade.
And then Michael Haas was like, Andretti. And I was like, what's the difference?
Oh, my God. Wow. One is somebody we've never heard of, and one is an Italian race car legend.
It was like my cousin from Mexico, Mario. I had no idea. And so once you guys made a big deal about it, and Michael Haas was like, you're riding with, like, the Michael Jordan of Indy cars. I was like, oh, my God. I'm so nervous.
So when that car took off, we heard it. It took off like a rocket. How fast did you feel like you were going?
Like when your stomach doesn't feel like it when it's with your body and you just feel like, that happened. And I thought, I was like, okay, I'm going to have to scream. No, I couldn't even alter a cute scream or anything. I was just like, it was
We
See,
heard.
I take that as a good sign, though, because if I'm on a really scary roller coaster, and you'll know I'm terrified because I go silent. So at least you were still making noise.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, good thing Joe was, you know, saying, like, she's doing it.
Yeah.
I couldn't keep track of what I was doing. I was just like, because, like,
your life was flashing.
Yeah, my head was like this way, that way. You know, I didn't have whiplash because I was tight. Yeah.
Let me put it this way. If I told you how fast she was actually going on the track, Sharon would come down here and yell at us.
Yep. So we'll
It was that fast.
It was north of 45 miles an hour. So, Jackie, then Sunday, what did you do last night?
So, yesterday, me, Danny, and Michael, we went to the Terminator Genesis premiere at the Dolby Theater. And let me just tell you guys, everybody looks hot. But it was hot and everybody was sweaty and there was no shade and it was just, it was crazy. And I was really nervous because, like, when I get nervous, I sometimes stutter and I'm like, I know what I want to say, but it just doesn't come out that way.
Right.
And so, you know, I was waiting for stars to come along that I actually knew. And so I was excited to see, like, J.K. Simmons, but he wasn't there. And I was also excited to see Amelia because we talked to her the other day, but she kind of stumbled in. I talked to Chris, which I...
Oh, Chris Hardwick?
Yes. Which
my old buddy
was,
from Y107.
Did you get his contact info? Because we don't have it.
Tell him to get his butt in here.
Okay, I didn't. But because that was Janny's... Janny should have done it.
I was off talking to Beth Bears from Two Broke Girls.
Oh, she's hot.
Who looked amazing.
Oh.
Is that the one with the big...
No,
that's
tall
the other
blonde.
One. Okay. This is the one with the charming personality.
Okay, Let me just say, Beth was getting it yesterday. She looked good.
Yeah.
Okay, so I saw him, and I was like, hey, I work for, you know, 100.3 The Sound, home of Andy Chanley. Would you... And then he's like, oh! I was like, wait, sorry. Home of Andy Chanley, does that name ring a bell? And he was like, oh, yeah, we worked in this little dump together, and blah, blah, blah.
The guy owes me money.
No.
That's what he was saying about me.
I told him to come in, and he was like, yeah, I'll come in anytime, blah, blah. So
he did a great job.
Yeah, well done.
Networking and the whole vibe. Now, I gotta ask.
Yes.
Did you talk to Arnold?
Okay, well, here's the thing. So I was at the end of the interviews, right? And I was next to this really cute little girl that everybody stopped to talk to. And I was just like, oh my God, I should have wore pigtails. Why didn't I think of that? And she must have been about 10. So luckily, Arnold, they gave four media spots time to like a group interview, sorry. And I was like, I'm never gonna get to ask a question because he's gonna just pass us by. Well, luckily, I was like, Arnold! And I got to ask him a question.
Yay! Well, don't tell us what you asked.
Right. I'm not gonna
do something with that later. But I'm so happy for you, Jackie. It's over. You did it. Your first red carpet correspondence.
I just want to answer phones, please.
Can I ask one important question, though, from Friday?
Yeah.
The race car.
Yeah.
Many, many miles per hour. Did you poop your pants?
I was hoping I would, so they would send the bill to Mark, but because I didn't eat anything,
When you stepped out, we're watching on Periscope, when she steps out of the car, she gets out of the cockpit, she was a noodle.
Yeah.
She was
wobbly,
Jackie, you're going to be the only one who doesn't remember this, but do you remember the commercial, Weeble wobbles wobble, but they don't fall down?
Uh-huh.
That was Jackie.
It was great.
All right. So I am very, very proud of you, Jackie. And
we're not
done with this because we might put a little game together with what you interviewed with Arnold. So we'll do that later in the week. But remember this morning, Andy, when you were trying to do a Mark Thompson impression, but it turned into Gary Marshall?
Yeah.
We have the real Gary Marshall. And it is oh so good, shall we?
All right. Let's get into some serious commentary. This is taking place in Berlin, Germany.
Uh-oh.
The basic problem is that, well, it's not a problem. If you live in Berlin, you can go downtown Berlin, and your dog roams free, no leashes. Your dog can crap wherever they want to, and you don't have to pick it up. The city has now passed an ordinance that will require leashes and will require you to carry a bag and pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
The citizens are beside themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, with editorial comment, here now is Gary Marshall.
I have not seen such an outrage since we did Jump the Shark on Happy Days. I gotta tell you, what is this? The city, there are dogs running around. I'm sure in Germany there's other problems besides dogs. You know, maybe there's still Nazis around. I don't know. I don't check. But maybe. I mean, what's going to happen? A bunch of German shepherds are going to get together, try to take over France? I don't think so. I'm making jokes, but I'm saying I think dogs should not run around. The world has changed. It used to be four cars were in Berlin, but now there's cars. Dogs can get hurt. You got to keep them on a leash now, and I feel. And if you want to protest this, everybody has an opinion. I'm in film. Make a dogumentary. You ever hear of a dogumentary? A thing about dogs. I love dogs, but I like them to be safe. They're making a thing that you can't have a dog poop just any place. Why would you let dogs poop any place? Who needs that? But this is the new thing in Berlin, and now they're saying that, you know, I think it's true. Curb your dog's enthusiasm. A dog is enthusiastic. It poops. So that's, I say, please put a leash and curb your dog in Berlin, and I am for taking care of the dog as much as the people. That's my commentary. Gary Marshall from the Bronx.
Does it get better than Gary Marshall? Now, we have so many impressionists on the show that I think we have to say that's really Gary Marshall. Yeah. He's the dog.
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 Dog. I have a dog. I live in the Bronx. I have a dog.
He's so good.
Give me a cup of coffee.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that. I have such a good coffee story coming up. It's going to make your roasting coffee look normal.
How dare you?
And totally sane. But we also have what? Oh, Classic Rock Time Capsule. Mm-hmm. It's coming up. And courtesy of Andy Chanley, probably, I'd say, at least the top five greatest mashup songs.
I found this looking for some Elvis stuff on Friday. It's amazing.
It is going to be so good. We'll play that in just a few minutes. This is Mark in the Morning.
Mark in the Morning. If you think just because Mark's on vacation, we're going to miss what's trending, you, sir or madam, are mistaken. Here's Gina Grad.
Well, it was an action-packed weekend, as I'm sure most of you know. New York prison escapee David Sweat has been captured while his partner in crime, Richard Matt, was shot and killed by police on Friday. The Supreme Court passed a ruling on Friday making same-sex marriage legal nationwide. And I am sorry to report that Yes co-founder Chris Squire passed away over the weekend, the age of 67. He'd announced a hiatus from the band in May following a leukemia diagnosis. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online on Mark in the Morning. The Monday mashup is coming up, as is Itty Bitty Theater. And now, Spirit of the Radio. This is Mark in the Morning.
Zach, this is Nomi Malone.
Sure, I remember her. Hi.
Yeah, I bet you do remember her.
Yeah, well, she's pretty memorable. Listen, I'm glad you're part of the team. Nice dress.
Thanks. It's a Versace.
It's Versace.
What?
Versace. It's pronounced Versace.
Out of the entire movie, that was the only clean clip I could find.
Showgirls?
Literally the only one. I had the pleasure of watching this cult classic, Showgirls, at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery Saturday night for their Cinespia series. For a record, 4,000 people showed up to this.
More than any for any other movie.
Yes, for Showgirls.
4,000 people crowded in.
Yes.
Into a cemetery.
The tombstones and the mausoleums, and we put our blankets down. And
I'm going to guess there was a lot of pot smoked.
Yes. Yeah, it was definitely wafting through the air. But
stay in school, kids. Don't do drugs.
Yes, it was an incredible experience. The movie is so bad good that you have to see it at least once. And they said, oh, you know, we thought for this special occasion, the 20-year anniversary, if you can believe it, we have somebody from the movie. Oh, you might have heard of her, a little known actress named Elizabeth Berkley, who plays Nomi Malone
right.
in the movie, who also was Jesse Spano in Saved by the Bell. Danny, in case you don't remember, Danny loaded this for me.
Pills? You mean you really are taking drugs?
I need them.
Jesse, give me those.
I need them, Zach. I have to sing.
Yes. Jesse, you can't sing tonight.
Yes, I can. I'm so excited.
probably,
tonight on a very special Save by the Bell.
It was so special. I've probably said that 50 times. So she comes out to this big warm applause. She looks gorgeous. And she reminisced a little about this 1995 flop, which of course was NC-17. I can't believe there wasn't a rating higher that they decided to give it because it is dirty. But she said she never quite embraced the film, calling the response to the movie cruel and humiliating. But this all changed Saturday night. Berkeley appeared on stage in front of all of us. She thanked us for coming, for loving the movie that got so badly panned 20 years ago. I actually have a clip from her speech. I was sitting right in front of her when she did this, and she was so excited to be there.
When the movie came out, it was more painful than anything you can imagine. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that moment because why do that? We don't live in the past. But I'm just bringing it up for a point to tell you that while in 1995, it was such a different time where taking risks like that were not embraced. They were laughed at. They were shamed publicly. And to be a young girl in the center of that was something that was quite difficult. But I found my own resiliency and my power and my confidence, not only through what I had to find out, but because of you guys.
That's me wooing, I'm sure.
Oh, nice.
It was so validating for her because my only hope, and I hope she's not listening, I hope she's not a big classic rock fan. My only hope is she gave her speech, she received all the love, and I hope she drove right away.
Yeah.
Because when the movie started, it was nothing but laughing
right
the entire movie.
So, but Elizabeth Berkley was at the movie showing.
Yes.
Well, then who was washing my car?
Oh, Andy.
I'm kidding.
But, I mean, from the second it starts, it's hooping and hollering and laughing and dancing around, and it is the most fun movie.
Hey, take this ice. Take this ice and rub it.
Don't say anything else.
What?
This was the only clean clip I could find. But it is fantastic, and it's amazing, and it's horrible. And if you're looking for a guilty pleasure movie and you haven't seen Showgirls, what is wrong with you? Okay, so last Monday, I came upon this treasure trove of mashup songs. And
mashup, that's where someone takes two different songs that roughly match somehow in tempo or key or
together.
Whatever, and they wouldn't go together, but they put them together somehow.
Yes, exactly.
And it works to varying degrees.
So I couldn't wait to parcel these out every Monday, but Andy found the most incredible song. It's CeeLo, it's Elvis, it's who else? It's like six bands. Chili Peppers. It's incredible. Let's just play a little bit of it because you're going to love it.
I'm sorry Mark has to miss the Elvis.
I know.
Getting on in the state of Mississippi. Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was wearing a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. She
it's
never
so good.
Knew that
there right, was we are going to put a link to this on Mark in the Morning and on the Facebook page because it is too good not to hear the whole thing. We have one of our all-time favorite Itty Bitty Theaters coming up right around the corner, as is Andy's classic rock time capsule. Oh, this is so good. We'll play this again later in the show. It's
a more
too
of it right
good.
Now for crying out loud. Queen? I forgot about the Queen.
Yes, everybody's in this.
The
All
Elvis
right.
in there?
It's just too good. It's too good. All right. So we're going to have lots and lots and lots of good stuff coming up at the end of the hour. This is Mark in the Morning.
This is Twinkie the Kid. Ever wonder how they get that creamy filling into the middle of a Twinkie's cake? Well, these kids have some pretty good ideas.
First, they put down the creamy filling, then they bake the cake all around.
See, they got this big tube full of stuff, and they just squish it in.
It's just born there.
Well, at the Orange County Fair in California, Chicken Charlie's is offering a very special Twinkie, and Andy, don't get too excited, all but right. I think we're going to try and work out having one.
What's on the Twinkie?
It's a Twinkie. Who doesn't love Twinkies?
Sure.
The yellow cake, the creamy cream.
Delicious.
The health conscious are really excited about it. Yeah.
It is topped with caviar.
There's caviar.
Caviar topped Twinkies. Guess how much this one snack cake is going for?
I don't know.
$100. $25
For one.
Yep.
One Twinkie.
Now, here's the thing. The thing that freaks me out isn't caviar on top of my Twinkie. It's caviar being sold at a county fair.
Yeah, that's pretty much the gamut of human endeavor, isn't it? You got a Twinkie and caviar.
And Danny, you're working on this, yes?
Yeah, I emailed Chicken Charlie. I said we'd like to sample, you know, this and among other things. And obviously, and we're gonna have our little appearance there as well.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, on the 25th.
25th.
Right.
Which
so,
would be a great day on a hot day for some Twinkie caviar. And caviar snacks.
Leave mine out in the sun for a while,
yes,
will you?
Yes, please. Yeah. Yes.
That's fantastic. All right. Well, we've got the classic rock time capsule coming up momentarily after we hear from the Beatles. I'm Mark in the Morning. Mark in the Morning with the Beatles. Andy, Gina, Danny, Jackie, Mikey all here today while Mark basks in the glow of North Carolina sunshine. But we've got something that you might enjoy that includes Mark.
Yes.
Maybe the best itty-bitty theater
in ever
of all time.
Please welcome Itty Bitty Theater.
Oh, yes. Good morning
and
welcome.
You can't say that word.
Yeah, good
don't
morning
do
and welcome.
It. Please don't do it.
To Itty Bitty Theater. I'm your host.
Nope.
Don't. I've got to dump it. Don't do it.
I'm your host, Jonathan Testicles.
Well, that was close, but okay.
Itty Bitty Theater is brought to you by Marlboro Cigarettes.
Come to where the flavor is. Come to Marlboro Country.
Today, we venture into the slippery world of auto mechanics.
Slippery.
In today's ditty, the penguin will be played by Gina. The mechanic will be lived out by the talent. It is, as always, our pleasure to bring you the Sunday Drive. A penguin drives along on a beautiful Sunday afternoon as she soaks up the sun and enjoys her freedom. When all of a sudden, her car begins to sputter. So, she quickly pulls into a service station. The mechanic says,
What can I do for you on this fine, delightful day, penguin lady?
Oh, my car began to sputter, and I don't know anything about sputtering.
Well, I'll stick my head under the hood there and take a look-see, and why don't you stroll our lovely town and come back in about an hour?
Okay.
So she strolled until she happed upon a Dairy Queen where she decides to enjoy a chocolate sundae. Time ticks by. Finally, the hour had dissolved. As instructed, she returns to the mechanic an hour later, who says,
Well, I'm going to shoot you straight. Looks like you blew a seal.
Oh, no, that's just a little ice cream.
So satisfying. So good. Yes, it's just a little ice cream. Fantastic, players, fantastic. Join us again next time. I'm Jonathan Butt, and I'll see you next time on Itty Bitty Theater.
What are you going to say? What
it's
are you going to say
so
after that?
It's so good, and it's so questionable in the can we air this department.
Yeah, it's very childish.
Oh, I want to hear it again right now. I'll do that on my own time. But first, okay, this is my Mark impression. Ready?
I love this. This is going to be good.
I'm gonna take these big, hairy, smelly feet and jump right into Andy's classic rock time capsule.
It's time to open
well done.
Andy's classic rock time capsule.
We need Mark for nice. Of course, now I have the picture of your big hairy feet.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Classic Rock Time Capsule for Monday, June 29th, 2015. We are going to take a fun little quiz, Gina. Today in 1957, just 4 days after Egypt does it, we talked about it last week, Iran bans rock and roll music because, quote, dancing to it is harmful to health. Oh. You'll get no argument from me. But in which decade is this ban lifted? Is it the 1960s, 1970s, 1980s, 1990s, or is the ban still in place? The answer is coming up soon. Today in 1973, Ian Gillan performs for the last time with Deep Purple before being replaced by David Coverdale. Ah, but Ian comes back in 1984, and then he's fired in 1989.
Oh.
And then he comes back in 1992, and he's still with the band to this very day. 1985 on this day, the worst thing imaginable happens to rock and roll. Mick Jagger and David Bowie go into a studio and record a cover of Martha and the Vandellas Dancing in the Street. And they do the accompanying video all in one day. And man, is it easy to tell. This is claptrap. This is absolute dreck. Just have a listen.
Okay! Tokyo!
South America!
God, it is so, so, so bad.
He's going to kill me. Can I tell you who loves that song and loves that video?
Who?
Steve Grad.
Oh, my God. I know they do this to raise money for Live Aid, but it's not good. I mean, if crap has a face, this is it. And you should go and look at the one. They did one where they took out the music and just did Foley to
it. Fantastic.
It's absolutely great. Go find that for yourself. It's a treat on the internets. On this day, vandals dig up the bodies of Lynyrd Skynyrd members Ronnie Van Zant and Steve Gaines. Now, this is the second time Ronnie's grave has been desecrated by vandals, and the remains of both are moved to a secret spot, but I do not get this at all. I mean, if you're a fan, then is this how you show respect for your idols, by digging up their graves?
I've never understood that either.
And if you're an enemy, let's take it to the other side. Really? Exhuming the dead?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice way to honor the dead. Wow, big time fun for Sting and his touring band this day in 2000. The kids all pile into the ABC TV studios in Times Square to play chess against world champion Garry Kasparov. Kasparov beats all of them in 50 minutes. Man, I can't think of anything more fun than watching Sting's band play chess. Birthdays today, other than in Deep Purple, drummer Ian Pace, 67. Minute Work frontman Colin Hay is 57. And going back to the number 57, today in 57, Iran bans rock and roll music because dancing to it is harmful to the health. They lift that ban then what, Gina? 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, or never? What's the answer?
I'm going to say 90s.
That is right.
Yeah!
Nearly 40 years later. And by the by, who do you think the first Western rock band to be approved by the Iranian government is?
All right, people! Please say it's Kiss.
That's a pretty good guess, but no.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
Queen. Why? Well, maybe it's because the Arabic words in their songs,
Bismillah,
which means God is good, or in the name of God, rather, Bismillah. You know what? Freddie Mercury's real name is Farouk Bulsara,
right,
and he's of Persian descent. Uh-huh. I think that may be the ticket to why Queen gets the nod in Iran. And we're going to let Queen play us out today on the Classic Rock Time Capsule. And you're so doggone smart, you're listening to Mark in the Morning. Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't that sound delicious? Well, with summer here, county fairs, state fairs, everybody's deep frying everything.
Mm.
Cheese curds, Kool-Aid.
Chewing gum.
You know you can deep fry beer if you really put your mind to it.
See, I don't understand how that works.
Oh, well.
Deep fried beer.
Come find me on July 25th. We'll figure it out at the OC Fair. Unfortunately, though, the deep fried treat that's breaking the internet cannot be purchased at any fair. The Instagram account Peep My Sneaks is featuring a shot of a deep fried Big Mac. And I got to tell you, as somebody who hasn't had a Big Mac in 20 years, it looks delicious.
So they take a Big Mac. And they dunk it in batter?
Yes. Well, what they dunk it in, what it looks like it's dunked in is like an egg wash and then panko crumbs. Oh. And then they just throw that bad boy in the deep fryer. And the picture, it looks so good. And it has special sauce sort of oozing out the top. Oh, if anyone wants to try that at home.
Instead of the sesame seeds on the bun, they just sprinkle Crestor tablets.
Or Lipitor, whatever your poison.
Whatever your statin of choice is.
But if you try it, don't say we asked you to, but definitely call us and let us know how it turned out.
You feel numbness and pain in the left side of your body?
Exactly.
Led Zeppelin, we are flying markless this week and loving it. You're listening to Mark in the Morning. Mark in the Morning, Led Zeppelin. Over the hills and far away from the Houses of the Holy album, I'm Andy Chanley, Gina Grad with me, Danny's somewhere around here.
You know what? You know what I love? That we're doing a show. You and I, we're keeping the ball in the air, having a good time. Danny is in here.
Doing decoupage?
Is this
his expense report that he's doing?
It's the end of the month. Yeah, expense reports.
You know, I just love that you're so comfortable. I take that as a good sign. He's so not worried about this show that he's just going to do a little paperwork.
Show sounds great.
Thank you.
Danny stopped caring long ago. Long, long ago. This week is going to be one of the most food-centric weeks of the year.
Yes.
It culminates on Saturday with all sorts of
deliciousness.
Food debauchery. So I think you'll enjoy this bit of information from one Mr. Mark Thompson.
We have some of the wacky foods that are being served at various baseball parks. For example, today, if you're going to Milwaukee, you can get nachos on a stick.
Yum.
The biggest problem with baseball stadium nachos, they're messy.
Mm-hmm.
The cheese gets everywhere. So imagine this. They took beef, topped it with refried beans, rolled it in Doritos, put it on a stick, and then deep fried it.
Okay.
So good.
It is then topped with sour cream and cheese.
Okay. Amazing.
Now, I will take one exception with that. The biggest problem with nachos in ballparks is that there's no cheese. It's that molten...
No, it's cheese with a Z.
Cheese with a Z. That nasty,
delicious,
saucy, creamy stuff.
I'm not a fan either. Not a fan. If you're in Houston, what about the chicken waffle cone? It's an order inside a cone. It's an order of fried chicken tenders, a big wallop of mashed potatoes, and a drizzle of honey mustard.
Oh, my God.
Not a dollop, mind you. A wallop.
A wallop, yes. Not a dollop. I wonder what the calorie count on that is.
Who cares?
That one doesn't say, but get this one. In Philadelphia, if you go to a Phillies game, you can get the triple cheeseburger.
Ooh.
2,200 calories.
My God. That's a grown human's USRDA.
That's a Monday lunch for Danny.
I could do that, no problem.
There are 9 patties.
Nine innings, 9 patties. Delicious.
Chicken fried corn on the cob at the Texas Rangers game.
Okay.
S'mores covered in bacon in New York with the Mets.
Sounds great.
Mm. They decided to dip bacon on a stick in chocolate. They top it with graham crackers and marshmallows.
No.
Where do
bacon?
I sign?
It supposedly is great. It's the sweet and the salty.
And by the way, if any of you are drinkers but really like to have some high calories with your drinks, you know, at the Minnesota Twins, they're serving up a Bloody Mary that's garnished with a gigantic slice of pizza. So there's a celery stick, a pepperoni stick in there, an olive, and a huge piece of pizza in your Bloody Mary.
Arizona Diamondbacks are serving up the Churro Dog, 11,000 calories. I'm sorry, 1,100 calories of fried dessert.
11,000.
Yeah, can you imagine? They place an entire churro inside a split chocolate glazed donut and then top it with frozen yogurt.
Mm.
That's pretty good.
If you're going to a Milwaukee Brewers game, you can also get a pulled pork parfait. Let's see, what do they do to it? They have it mixed ice cream and barbecue.
Oh.
Okay, and then lastly, in Minnesota, beer shakes. Basically, they put beer and ice cream together, and they say it tastes great.
I've heard that, actually. If you get you know, like a chocolate porter. You know, one of those heavier,
yeah, like a
heavier
stout.
Or... Yeah, chocolate stout. You can make a good float out of that. Huh. But I don't know if I go with like a Coors Light.
Yeah. I kind of want nachos now.
I kind of want a Coors Light.
By the way, beer shakes. Is that basically the delirium tremens? Should we really be promoting that?
Yeah, beer shakes. That was my name at the raves.
Oh, I'm so hungry. Some of that food was so revolting, yet so delicious sounding. Yeah. All right, coming up, we can't get rid of this guy. He's like a bad penny. He keeps turning up. Mr. Donald Trump. We'll be speaking to him again.
He's calling into the show today?
He loves us.
Fantastic.
I don't know.
I'll talk to him. Yep. I'll take his call.
Perfect. You talk to him this time because, oy vey. All right, we got that. Oh, and new words in the Oxford Dictionary. And this is real. And they're real official words now. And it's very disturbing. That is coming up in just a few minutes. This is Mark in the Morning.
And now, Yakko Warner sings all of the words in the English language.
Strap in.
Aardvark abating, a pet abdicating, a band and a bass and a breast. A blaze and ablution, abhor and abusion, abbreviate, Abby obsessed.
500 new words are being added to the Oxford Dictionary, and many of them are slang words that society, or at least me, I would rather forget. Words like webisode.
Webisode.
Jeggings.
Wait, what's a jegging?
I'll take that.
Really? What's a jegging? It's the jean leggings that the ladies love. Yes, I own four pairs.
Jegging?
Yes, they're called jeggings. So does Jackie. Cake pop.
Sure, go to Starbucks and get cake pops.
Yarn bomb.
What's a yarn bomb?
You have to be a real hipster to know what a yarn bomb is. It's like when you make like some like graffiti crochet art and leave it around the city.
Graffiti meets crochet.
Yeah, it's literally called a yarn bomb.
Who does that?
God.
People who are way cooler than we are.
Hey, instead of spray paint, let's do crayon batik.
Oh, wait, it gets worse. Koozie, like a beer koozie to keep your beer
that's
all
just icicles. Now getting in.
And my favorite, a.k.a. least favorite word that is going in the Oxford English Dictionary, faux shizzle.
No! You're lying. Oh,
thank you.
And what's the definition of that?
Snoop Dogg, the poet laureate that you are.
Does it have the definition? Like, I know what it means,
yeah,
but.
For sure. Faux shizzle.
I want the definition. Sure. What English Oxford. Blah, 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 said.
I can't wait. We got to get the new edition when it comes out. But yeah, that's happened. Oh, let's see what letter Yakko's on.
Costly for Yakko, but he recovered beautifully.
Now let's watch as Yakko continues with the L's.
Yakko.
Libation and libertine, limited limousine, lipid and limbo and lime. Lima and lipid and literature, liquid and listing and liter and
we're
lime.
We're heading for Z, people. We're going all the way to Z. Or maybe we're stopping with P.
It's so good. I love the Animaniacs.
Here's the hardest part. It's the waiting. Tom Petty. You're listening to Mark in the Morning.
Well, now your dog can help you get dates. Tin Dog. You know Tinder?
Tinder?
This is Tin Dog.
Tin Dog.
It's an app specifically for dog owners who want to connect with other dog owners. Tin Dog lets you build a profile, but the profile is for you and your dog. So don't be stingy. Get your dog in that picture. The profile pic must include your dog and vital stats such as his or her age, breed, and traits. The CEO of Tin Dog says, matching with someone who already shares your love for dogs only increases the chances for a real connection. Plus, everyone knows that dogs make the best wingman. Tin Dog, everybody.
Wing Dog. Rin Tin Tin Dog.
Get on board. All right, coming up,
that's the worst title ever.
Tin Dog.
Tin Dog.
Tin Dog.
Is there a Grin Dog?
No, but I like... Oh, I see where you're going. I did the math on that
Supreme
quickly.
Supreme Court, y'all.
All right, coming up, we are going to talk to Mr. Donald Trump again. God knows why he's calling, but he is. And one of our favorite memories from all... Oh, God, how long have we been doing this show?
That's been 41 years.
Wow. All 41 years, one of my favorites from the old memory bank, Jackie calls Mexico. Oh, no. That is all coming up soon. But first, should we make some money?
We're going to pause to give a moment to our sponsors.
Let's do it.
Mark in the morning. It's Mark in the morning, Gina. You know, Mark isn't here this week. I'm right. Andy Chanley. I just noticed on Twitter that Mark's 99 ahead of me, 99 followers.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't it be sweet if next Monday when he comes back,
this is Twitter coup week.
Yeah.
Great.
I like that.
Yeah, so...
Andy _ Chanley. Don't follow Mark. Follow me, Andy _ Chanley. That'll be a fine how do you do.
He's going to kill you.
But right now, it's time to find out what's trending, and that's why Gina's here.
Well, activist Bree Newsom was arrested Friday for climbing the flagpole at the South Carolina State Capitol and removing the Confederate flag. And comedian Amy Schumer says she won't do safe material on race, despite being heavily criticized for it. And a 17-year-old boy was bit by a shark in North Carolina, making this the sixth shark attack in 2 weeks. It's crazy out there. Mark,
maybe Mark
be careful.
Won't be back next week.
I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. And we are going to talk to Donald Trump next. A lot of shenanigans coming up. But first, how about a little CCR? This is Mark in the Morning.
Hey! Mark in the Morning. Andy Chanley, Gina Grad, got Danny Mizrahi, Mike Sherry, and Jackie Delgado, and maybe some other people lurking around here. I'm just not sure. It's been a crazy couple of weeks for Donald Trump. You know, Univision dropped his Miss USA pageant after he said some not so nice things about Mexican culture. Now he's banning Univision employees from his golf course. Well, Donald is actually on the phone right now to set the record straight. Thanks for calling in, Mr. Trump.
Yes, of course. Thank me very much. And I just want to clear up all of this malarkey, okay? I love Mexican people. In fact, just to prove it, I'd like to announce that I've already chosen a running mate. Say hello, Alberto.
Hola, me amo Alberto.
You bet. See, Andy, would somebody who wasn't sensitive to Mexican culture hire one as his running mate? No, they really wouldn't. And Alberto and I are the best of friends, aren't we, Alberto?
No me gusta, Señor Trump.
Great point, Alberto. You really get me thinking.
Mr. Trump, you don't understand a word he's saying to you, do you?
Of course I do.
Señor Trump es el diablo.
He said I'm very, very handsome.
No, my Spanish isn't that great, but I think he said that you're the devil.
Yeah.
Nonsense.
Señor Trump's hair frightens me, and I want nothing more than to return to mi familia.
He just said that I'm a kind, capable leader.
No. He definitely did not. I think I actually heard some English sprinkled in there, too.
Each evening, I have nightmares about the hair, and I swear, the other day, it whispered things to me. Horrible things. Please save me from this hell on earth.
Oh, no.
Yep. I'm hungry too, Alberto. We'll grab a quick bite after this interview, which I'm knocking out of the park, by the way.
Mr. Trump, you're not fooling anybody. This is just a cheap attempt to make yourself appear sympathetic to the Mexican community. Not only have you refused to learn to speak Spanish, it appears you can't even understand English if it's spoken with an accent. You ought to be ashamed.
You know, I'm sorry, but I didn't catch a lot of that. I don't understand loser talk too well. I can only assume you said I'm wonderful. Hear that, Alberto? Looks like I've got another supporter.
You are truly terrible.
Yes, high five indeed, my friend.
Please do not touch me.
All right, goodbye, Donald.
All right.
It's been an honor and a privilege talking to me. It really has.
The presidential Donald Trump.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with that man?
He's got my vote.
Really, Danny?
Come
really?
On.
That's not surprising.
Oh, it's so good.
On the debut edition of Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, Dynasty's John Forsythe reveals his true passion. Stalk through the spectacular safari home of Siegfried and Roy with their jungle friends. Linda Carter
jungle
opens
friends.
Up her heart and her wedding album. A rebel publisher takes us on a tour of his extraordinary townhouse. There'll also be surprises with some very special superstars, all on Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Oh, a colossal property in Australia that's as big as, Andy, you'll appreciate this, the state of Indiana.
Whoa.
Has gone on sale for $325 $1 million in what's thought to be the biggest property sale on the planet. The territory belongs to the family of Sir Sidney Kidman, who was a penniless runaway and went on to become, something that makes me laugh to say, a wealthy beef baron.
God bless him. That's my old nickname.
Should we pull all of our monies together and buy this?
I mean, listen to this. 150 people live there only. It's so vast that potential buyers will need a week to be flown around by plane just to visit all the sites on the property, including, and now this doesn't, this makes sense, the biggest cattle station on the planet because he is a wealthy beef baron.
Beef baron. Yes. I was only able to pay attention to a little bit of what you said because I was still stuck on Siegfried and Roy and their jungle friends.
Hey, let's hear that part again.
On the debut edition of Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, Dynasty's John Forsythe reveals his true passion. Stalk through the spectacular safari home of Siegfried and Roy with their jungle friends.
This sounds like the Super Friends.
Siegfried.
Seriously, though, how much do you miss that show? Did you ever watch it?
What's his name?
Robin Leach.
I'm Robin Leach. These people live a lavish lifestyle. Oh, God. I loved it.
You know what, though? It would be super, super fun to watch now because we would all feel superior. They don't even have a flip phone, let alone a smartphone. They got nothing on that yacht.
It's true. I was in a hotel over the weekend, the Ritz, and they have a telephone in on each landing of the elevator. You know, you get off and there's a little desk right there and a telephone.
Ooh, like, la-di-da.
Do you remember the time when people might actually use that?
Yeah, the white courtesy phone.
No one uses that, ever.
Yeah.
Times are changing.
Yeah.
Is it time to play some music?
Yeah, let's play a song.
All right. Ooh. Jackie Delgado coming up, featured one of the greatest moments in Mark in the Morning.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
Stick around. This is Mark in the Morning.
Andy, we need a webcam in here.
I like to give you a cue artfully.
You really do. You look
with
like
a flourish.
A little cherub, a little angel. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to Mark in the Morning. I am Gina Grad. We have Andy Chanley, Danny, Jackie, Mikey somewhere. He's scurrying around. I feel like that's the best word for Mikey today. He's scurrying.
Yeah.
You never know where
he is.
He's a scurrier. Can't catch him.
So, comes from a long line of scurriers.
Oh, it's the worst. So remember when we called Mexico?
Oh, Cinco de Mayo.
Yes. This is one of our favorite bits
from
the morning
show. This is a Mexican heavy morning, isn't it?
Yeah, on the first heels Donald of the Trump's. Trump call. Oy vey. This is, I would say, our apology, but I don't know that it gets much better. Here we go.
Now, we are going to not only call Mexico, but Danny and Mikey are going to make margaritas right here in the room. Danny.
Yes.
Are we prepared to make margaritas?
Mikey's got all the ingredients. He's good to go.
Except for the most important ingredient, which is ice, Danny.
Ice is in
there's a cup of it right there.
Oh, that's okay.
And that's not the most important ingredient.
Every day, the two of them turn into older and littler old ladies.
I have listened to these two bitch at each other all morning long. All right, and so while Mikey is making the margarita, Danny is going to dial Mexico. We're calling Mexico. And exactly where are we calling, Danny, and who?
We're calling the Maison Sacristía de la Campaña.
Oh, easy for you to say.
In Pueblo, Mexico. That's the...
where the battle happened?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm dialing at the same time.
Hey, Jackie, in case I need it, do you speak any Spanish?
I've got a script written out.
Okay. Stand by.
Okay. So,
what? Andy? Oh, my God.
Mark could not be happier right now.
Danny's head is going to blow off.
This is great.
I call this number.
Now, can I put him on the air before we ask if it's fine?
I couldn't care less.
I can't do this.
Listen to Danny.
Oh, God. Marcos.
Danny is a... Huh?
¿Tiene pantalones?
What'd you say?
Do you have pants on?
I do have pants on.
Phone on.
Stand by. Get ready for that one,
the
though.
The phone is potted up.
There we go.
Hola, me llamo Jackie y estoy hablando de una estación de radio en California de los Estados Unidos. Quería saber si tengo su permisión para ponerlo en el aire y hacerle unas preguntas.
¿Acerca del hotel?
Sí.
Ok.
¿Está bien?
Hello.
Hello.
¿Sí está bien para hacerlo en la aire?
Sí, claro.
Okay. Mi español no es perfecto, pero estoy orgulloso de mi raza.
Perfecto.
I told her that my Spanish isn't that good, but I'm proud of my heritage.
What about going on the air?
Yeah
she said that's fine. She said that's fine.
Okay. English.
Habla inglés?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, shoot. I'm sorry.
Thank God. So, what is your name, ma'am?
Lisa.
Lisa.
Elizabeth.
Okay. So, we're calling you from Los Angeles, California. And here in America, we celebrate Cinco de Mayo. But down in Mexico, you don't really celebrate it that much, do you?
Yeah.
No, you don't celebrate it?
We celebrate it, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we have the most important thing here now is the parade that we have in the main avenue in Puebla.
Oh, a parade in Puebla.
But today, not in September?
No, not today.
Oh.
Come on, Jackie.
Nice face.
So you do celebrate it today or September? I got lost.
We have two celebrations, very important celebrations. Yeah. We have in May 5 today, so we have a parade in the main avenue of the city, and then in September 15th.
Damn it!
What happened?
It's lime juice all over me.
I'm sorry, ma'am. We're making margaritas in here. So now, when you, Elizabeth, when you sit down for a cocktail on Cinco de Mayo, what do you go for?
¿Qué le gusta? Oh, you know.
Yeah, in this case, normally we make a celebration. The big parade that we have, then we can drink any kind of beer, kind of Mexican food, and then we go to the main events that they make, that the government made in the convention center in the city.
When you have a cocktail, a drink, what kind of liquor do you drink?
Tequila.
Tequila!
Yes, it's the most important.
Tequila. Now, how many of those can you have before you fall down?
I think like a couple of bottles.
Wow. Now, out of interest, are you married with kids?
Yep.
How many kids do you have?
Two.
Do you like them?
Yeah.
What's their names?
Vanessa and Luis.
How old are they?
4 and 1.
Oh, wow. That's a young household. That's like Andy. And so, when you celebrate this day today, are you going to go to the parade and be a part of it, or do you have to work?
I have to work, and they be at home, and they watch by TV.
Elizabeth?
Yep.
¿Te burlas de los gringos que celebran el Cinco de Mayo?
Mm-hmm.
I asked her, do you think white people who celebrate Cinco de Mayo are stupid? She said,
Well, listen, Elizabeth, we thoroughly enjoyed talking to you. Have a great Cinco de Mayo, and thank you for coming on the air with us.
Thank you so
Elizabeth,
much.
Una más. Sí. ¿Nos puedes echar un grito?
That we say, Viva México?
Sí.
Okay, Viva México.
Y la revolución.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
May. It's the most important now.
Thank you. Gracias. Que tengo buen día.
Now, hasta luego.
Jackie, I didn't think you could speak Spanish. You said you can't.
Well, I can say things kind of the right way, but me and my boyfriend sat down and typed out everything last night.
Oh, you were reading a script?
Kind of. I kind of do know off the top of my head, but not everything.
Well, that was pretty good. You I didn't think you could do it, but you did. Now, Jackie put together a list. Explain what this is and do several of them.
Okay, so we have a list of Mexican words of the day. And
Jackie, I'm sorry. Danny, that noise is disgusting.
What are you doing, Danny?
He's squeezing limes in a squeezer.
Fresh lime juice.
All right, Jackie, sorry.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so these are the Mexican words of the day. There are English words that... some of my family and people that I know, a lot of my friends' family, they use this wrongly. No, I did not write this. I've heard some of these and I remembered them and I also looked online.
I can't wait. These are pretty funny. Go ahead, Jackie.
Okay, so Gina's going to say the word and I'll say the sentence. What?
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Feliz Cinco de Mayo.
All right. This is the English word. Chicken.
I was going to go to the store with my wife, but she can go herself.
Nice.
All right. Next word, body wash.
I can't go to the cantina tonight because no body wash, my keys.
All right, July.
You told me you were going to the store in July.
Cashew.
I tried running after you, but I couldn't cash you.
Juicy.
Tell me if you see the cops.
Oh, my God.
Frito.
After arguing with the policia, he told me I was free to go.
Wafer.
I wanted to go to the movies with my friends, but those mensos didn't wait for me.
Injure.
Me and my jefe were playing poker and he beat me. He said, injure face, mental.
Mushroom.
When all my family gets in the car, there's not mushroom.
And the last one, Budweiser.
That chick has a fine body, but Weiser face so ugly.
Oh, let's hear it for Jackie. Oh, yeah. That was great.
Gracias, gracias.
Mikey is getting those.
Yeah.
God, that was good.
And liquid right. Water.
Strawberry so, lime.
What's happening right now?
Right now.
Mikey's going for it with the ice maker.
How close to margaritas are we?
It looks like we're almost there.
Yeah. Okay, that's enough blending. Right. We wanted a little, texture.
Yeah, don't.
All right.
Looks like frosty goodness.
Let's pour this on.
Oh, they even salted the rims.
Oh, look at that. Oh, check you boys out.
I feel like I'm at a real cantina.
Now, let's clink glasses right over this mixing board.
Yeah.
In case the engineers are listening.
All right, there goes the pour. A frothy, smooth beverage.
Two Jewish gentlemen making margaritas on Cinco de Mayo. It's too funny.
They're pink.
Yeah, they are
strawberry
margaritas with a lime on the rim. Well, now it's in. With a salted rim.
Now, these are virgin.
Yep, of course.
Everyone remember, no drinking on the job.
Thank you. So we'll just
Which
be
is stupid.
Hypoglycemic, not drunk.
All right. I usually drink at every radio station I've ever worked for.
Yeah, you put it in your contract, don't you?
Jesus.
All right, here comes Andy's.
I will get drunk at work.
That is very full. Be careful. Oh, Lord.
Whoa.
Wait a second.
All right.
I hope Terry Grieger's not listening.
All right, dare we try it?
Should we clink over here?
Yeah. Right. We're not going to hear it.
Oh, yeah,
we're not going to hear it.
Clink.
All right,
down
there. Viva la revolución.
Wowza.
Good, right?
Well done, boys.
That's not bad.
Delicious.
Not bad for two Jews, huh?
Yeah. Delicious.
Wowza, sowza. This has become the food and beverage edition
really
of Mark and...
Well, it's kind of a holiday week. That's what it should be. Jackie, your Spanish is adorable.
Yeah. My favorite part of that whole thing was the struggling with the Spanish for 5 minutes and then, habla inglés? Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Leave it to Mark, though, to make it more uncomfortable than it needs to be. So we're going to take a call, but I don't know what button to push. Let me try that work? I don't know. How about
the hold button, yeah.
All right.
Perfect.
All right.
Hey, who's this?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Deidria.
See, you know, it says Deidria on the little line, but I was so afraid that I was going to butcher that.
Deidria, not Deidria. Deirdre.
No, Deidria. Deidria. That's really pretty. What's going on, Deidria?
Actually, a coworker of mine, we were discussing how is it possible that the Thompson family is already kicked off their summer, swimming in the pool, floating on the swan, going on the boat, and when Katie hasn't officially kicked it off for everybody else. Why are they so special?
Deidria, would I be correct in assuming that you are calling shenanigans right now?
Absolutely.
Okay, I think you're absolutely right. First of all, it's Mark, so to be honest, they're probably not having that much fun.
Oh, you know what? I don't believe that because my coworker would told me that she saw on Periscope last night that Katie was floating on the swan.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Are you hearing this, Thompson? He's listening. You know.
Well, we are going to get...
You know he's listening.
We're going to get Katie out there. Next week, I think she's going to jump in a celebrity pool so we can all enjoy the spoils of summer, not just the damn Thompson family.
You've been put on notice, Mark.
Okay. All right.
Check.
Deidria, thank you so much for calling Mark out because sometimes we forget and it's very necessary.
Good call.
You're so welcome.
Wait, I want to give Deidria something for being such a brave hero. I can't find anything. Oh. Guess what, girl? You have just won a pair of tickets to see John Fogerty at the Hollywood Ooh. Bowl on July 15th. That's coming up right around the corner. The LA Phil presents John Fogerty, his songs from 1969 and more.
No way.
Yes.
Wait, with a symphony behind him?
Hold on. Okay, I don't want to appear ungrateful, but...
But you are. Yo, this is... No, this is ungrateful. They're free tickets. How can you...
This is the greatest day of my life.
You know what? Good.
I'd rather see Boston.
Well, my dear, my sweetie, my cupcake, my love, my sugar pie, we don't have any Boston tickets in the booty box.
Oh, no.
Okay. Thank you. For calling
you.
And thank you for doing what our listeners do.
Get
best.
Out of here.
That's the greatest. It's a skill. It's a real talent.
Every single time I'm thinking, you know what? Today's going to be different.
No.
There's no way they're going to say no to two free tickets to the Hollywood Bowl. Yes, Jackie.
I'll do them the favor. Just give me the free tickets and I'll go.
Yes. So thank you, Deidrea, because you're sending Jackie to the Hollywood Bowl. Okay, while I regain my composure, let's pause for a station ID. Good morning. You are listening to Mark in the Morning, or Markless in the Morning, as we are calling it this week. I'm Gina Grad. That's Andy Chanley, Danny, Jackie, Mikey, the whole gang's all here, except for Mark. And what do you say we check in with Todd Donahoe, see what's going on in sports?
Howdy, Todd.
Hey, great morning to you guys.
There he is. What's up?
Yeah. Well, you know something? It was a lazy sports weekend. You know, a lot of times you come in on a Monday and say, oh, man, what a bunch of great stuff happened in sports this weekend. But you know something? There wasn't a lot of great stuff.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, Todd.
I know what you're saying. I mean, you know, there's no NBA finals, no Stanley Cup finals. It's just, you know, a little baseball, a little golf, a little auto racing, the typical summer fare. But there is, and this is going to take front and center stage this week. It's Women's World Cup Soccer.
Ooh.
Now, we're down to the final four in the Women's World Cup Soccer, the tournament that's been going on in Canada for the last 3 weeks. And it's U.S. versus Germany tomorrow in one semifinal. U.S. versus Germany. And then Wednesday, it's Japan versus England. Okay, that's the other semifinal. And then the winners will meet in the World Cup Championship, the final, Women's World Cup, next Sunday.
Now, Todd, I don't know a lot about the Women's World Cup and our chances, you know, and about soccer in general. I know you get three strikes and you're out. That's about it. But what are our chances of winning this whole thing?
Well, very, very good. I mean, you're down to the final four. And, you know, I mean, these are four great teams that are left. It's not like, you know, it's not like you for women's soccer. It's not like there's U.S. and then there's like some Brazil. You know, Brazil's always great.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Germany, Italy, usually very good teams. Okay. But, you know, we're right there. You know, the last time the women won the Women's World Cup was 1999, the famous Brandi Chastain ripping off her
yes.
top.
Yes.
And, you know, celebration.
The wonder she did for sports bras was unbelievable.
What are the chances of one of them ripping off their top during this game?
Because Andy, and having a wardrobe malfunction yeah. and actually ripping the bra too. Well, I don't know. That
Andy just needs to know if he needs to set his DVR for
exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's more likely to get me to tune in.
And don't forget, the last time around, the U.S. lost in the championship to Japan. That was 4 years ago. So anyway, yeah, but this one, U.S. versus Germany, Japan versus England. These are the top four teams. It's like right out of World War II. You know what I mean? I mean, think about it. It's like it's amazing.
The Axis versus the Allies.
The Axis versus the Allied right. powers. I'm thinking, Mike,
wow.
you know, haven't we done this before for a kind of? Hey, Wimbledon starts today. It was and already Novak Djokovic and Serena Williams have won. NBA news, LeBron James opts out of his contract. He becomes a free agent on July 1st officially. Between July 1st and July 10th, that's when all the teams sign free agents, kind of get their rosters all set. But LeBron will play for Cleveland. He has no intent of leaving. He just wants to see what the Cavaliers are going to put around him. Also, the Mavs are pursuing free agent DeAndre Jordan, you know, Clipper, as well as the Knicks and Lakers. So we'll see what happens there. Baseball, of course, summertime's always baseball. Zach Greinke finally got a win. You know, he leads the major leagues in ERA, 1.58 ERA, but he got his first win in his last 10 starts. Yesterday when the Dodgers beat Miami 2-0, but Greinke went 7 2/3 innings, gave up no runs. He's now gone 20 2/3 innings, not giving up a run. But only has yesterday's win to show for it. That's it. And then the Angels win 3-2 over Seattle. They had a walk-off wild pitch. Calhoun scores in the 10th inning on a wild pitch. Now, you talk about a major league debut, and I love this guy's name. His name is Steven Matz. Does Matz play for? Matz plays for the Mets. You know, this is like the Seaside routine that was on the Jack Benny show. You know, do you guys remember that one? What's your name? What's your name, Cy? You know, you say your name is Cy, C. You know, hi, nice. C. You say your name is you Cy, S. C. What's your sister's name? Sue. It was the funny.
By all means, keep going.
That's it. Okay, especially after Jackie's been doing the Spanish July. Talk this morning. Okay, yeah. Okay, but anyway, Steven Matz made his major league debut for the Mets, and he's from Long Island. He grew up a Mets fan. He had all kinds of family there. In his major league debut, he's a pitcher.
Oh, what do baseball players wear on their hands?
Mitts.
Sorry. Right. Had to do it.
Right, exactly. Steven, what's your name? Mats. Who do you play for? Mets. What do you have in your hand? Mitts. Okay. Anyway, Steven Matz. Okay. He goes 7 2/3 innings, and he gets the win. He only gives up 5 hits, 2 runs, 6 strikeouts in his major league debut, but now you're going to hear the rest of the story. He goes 3 for 3 with 4 runs batted in. Wow. He's the first ever major league pitcher in Major League Baseball history to have 4 runs batted in his major league pitching debut.
Nice.
That's all I'm saying. That's unbelievable. Okay. U.S. Open, Senior Open. In golf, Jeff Maggart won. Bubba Watson won the PGA Tour. And on a final note here, listen to this. There's a 59-year-old golfer in Virginia named Patrick Willis. And he played in an amateur tournament at Laurel Hill Golf Club in Virginia. It was a 6,000-hole course. So that's, a good course for amateur seniors, let's say, who are 59 years old like Patrick Willis. And in the tournament, he shot a 57.
Whoa.
Now, the PGA Tour record in a PGA tournament, pro tournament, is a 59. Of course, that's on courses that are 7,000-plus yards. But still, shooting a 57 on a 6,000-yard course, he had, are you ready for this, in the round of golf, in one round, 18 holes, he had 3 holes in 1.
What?
Two of them came on par fours. He had a 278-yard par four, which is a short par four, and a 310-yard par four. He got holes in one, meaning he drove the ball to the green, and the ball went in the hole.
It's crazy.
So anyway, 57 shot a 57 for 59-year-old Patrick Willis. I had to get that in because it's so remarkable.
Hey, great. Todd, quick question for you.
Yeah.
Who makes your job possible?
Hey, it's the good folks at Frontier Toyota, and this being 4th of July week, oh my gosh, Joe Caso and Bob Corson have blowout sales all this week and through the weekend. It's red, white, and blue days at Frontier Toyota, so check them out, Frontier Toyota in Valencia, or go to FrontierToyota.com.
Thank you, Todd.
You bet.
You're the best.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, we will be back in just a moment talking to a major celebrity, not Mr. Trump, not Ms. Spears, Barney. That's right, Barney. Wow. The dinosaur. This is Mark in the Morning. We'll be right back. Thank you so much for kicking it with us on Mark in the Morning today. I'm Gina Grad. That's Andy Chanley, Danny, Jackie, Mikey, the whole fam damily, except for one. Can't remember who, but
seems like there was somebody.
Ooh, it'll come to me. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, Mark in the Morning. I'm taking a call right now from Juan. Hi, Juan. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. Hello.
Hi. What can we do for you?
Well, I called because I heard you trying to give tickets to that lady to go to the Hollywood Bowl to watch John Porter.
I was.
And she said no.
She did.
I couldn't believe. Who says no to tickets?
That's my question. You'd like those tickets, Juan?
I would love to go see it. I would love to go see that.
You know, today is your lucky day, my dear, because if Mark picked up this call, he'd say, what are you going to do for it? I have to at least humiliate you.
What kind of rack you got swinging,
Juan? Exactly. You know, you got to use it or it's going to dry up. But I'm feeling really, really nice, and you sound very, very sweet. You're a Fogerty fan?
Hey, you know what? I just started collecting records, and I got all the Creedence records, so it's coincidence.
Nice. Well, then, yes, it's Beshert, as my people
call
it.
Who are you taking, Juan?
Oh, good question.
Well, I'm taking my wife.
Ah, how long you been married?
For about 5 years.
Oh, and how old a man are you?
I'm 34.
Oh, so 29 you got married? Starting a little bit later?
That sounds like a good age. Later.
Yeah, I partied all my teenage years, all my 20 years, and then I settled down.
Do you have any wee ones in the house, or is it just you and the wife?
Yeah, actually, I have a one-year-old. He's a year and 4 months, and a four-month-old.
Oh! Nice. Sorry, Jackie. Both Jackie and my uterus is just woke up. They were sleeping. what are their names?
Vincent is the one-year-old.
Oh, love that.
And
me too.
Jackson is the four-month-old.
Oh. Okay, you get the blue ribbon of baby naming awards.
You have a one-year-old and a four-month-old. You, sir, never sleep.
No, and I wake up at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh,
no.
All right, honey. All right, well, we're going to hope you can find a babysitter because you are going to see John Fogerty at the Hollywood Bowl on July 15th. That's going to be with the LA Phil to make it even more magical. Tickets at HollywoodBowl.com. Honey, have a great time.
Hope you survive the next 2 weeks.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, my dear. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good for him. All right. Two kids under the age of two?
I can't even imagine.
I'd run screaming into the street. No, thanks. This is The Police, Synchronicity 2, and you are listening to Mark in the Morning. Everywhere I go, my whistle ready to blow. Shawty don't even know she can get in it by the nose. Permission not a pro, it's okay, it's under control. Show me Soprano, just girl, you can handle. Baby, we start something, you come up and Mark in the Morning. You're listening to a mashup of Elvis, Queen, Red Hot Chili Peppers, CeeLo, Flo Rida, who's it?
And some bossa nova music. Oh, it's so good. Turn it up.
CeeLo.
I love you for finding this. Hey, I want to remind you guys today to set
Speaking
your DVR.
Speaking of Elvis fans.
Yes, Miss Katie Thompson, daughter of Mark Thompson, our own chick on the street. She is on The Bold and the Beautiful today, CBS, today at 12:30. Do not miss that. It's going to be adorable, I'm sure of it, because it's Katie.
Can't wait.
All right, so coming up in a minute, we are going to play what I think is Danny's favorite bit. This is a Danny... Danny's not even in it. He just loves it so much. We are going to talk to Barney, and it just puts a smile on Danny's face, the likes of which I have never seen.
Maybe we can
else.
Debrief him afterwards.
We're going to have to, because I need to know why he relates to this so much. That'll be in just... Oh, there's Queen. All right. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Mark in the Morning. Thank you so much for being with us this morning on Mark in the Morning. We're having a blast. We're having a Markless blast, and we hope you are too. We talked to Barney the Dinosaur. And
what a get.
What a good get. For whatever reason, this is a very, very, this one holds a special place in Danny's heart. He's obsessed. He's in love. He's smitten.
We'll find out why.
He's like a child when it comes to Barney. Here it is.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but there is a new fad that is sweeping the nation. I'm talking about coloring books for adults. They're flying off the shelves. New York Times bestseller. Coloring isn't just for kids anymore. And that's not the children's favorite that's moving into adult territory. In fact, we have Barney the Dinosaur on the line. He's going to talk about his newest business venture. Thank you for calling us, Barney.
Well, hello there, Mark. Isn't this just a super-dee-duper day?
Yeah, I suppose so. So I hear, Barney, that you're thinking about branching out to a new audience. Is that the case?
It sure is. Very good, Mark. Frankly, I got bored with dealing with kids. Yeah. That's why I decided to go for more of an adult flair. For example, I love you, you love me. But soon we will cease to be, 'cause the sun will one day explode and we'll all die. Doesn't that make you want to cry? Yippee!
Yeah, Barney, that's kind of heavy, don't you think?
A little dark.
Well, like I said, it's more adult-themed. Mm. I don't have to tiptoe around the harsh realities of life the way I do with children, Mark. Mm. Speaking of harsh realities, I love you,
you love me. There's no infidelity like there is in 40% of marriages. Love is a marketing ploy.
Okay. Well, look, first of all, Barney, that doesn't even rhyme. And second, when did you get so cynical?
It's called being a realist, Mark. Pull the wool away from your eyes. I've been catering to kids long enough. It's time to grow up.
Yeah, but that's not even adult stuff. That's just sad, angry at the world stuff. I think you should go back to focusing on the kids.
Well, okay, maybe you're right. I guess I'll go with what I know. How about this one? I love you, you love me. But I'm sure one day you'll leave, because all good things in life will one day end. I'm so glad that you're my friend.
Wow.
See, that one was positive.
Now, Barney, the beginning was hopeful, then the middle was a drag, and then you tried to fix everything up right at the end, and it wasn't enough to undo the bad stuff.
Just like life, Mark.
Well, Barney, I hope you're feeling better soon.
Thanks. And remember, Mark, I love you.
Oh, I love you, Barney.
Hey, Eric, I couldn't wait to hear you do Barney.
And before you even did it, we looked in the window and Jackie's like giggling and has her hands over her mouth.
You guys, I know, love Barney.
She grew up with him.
Eric's the best. I was baby bop 1 year.
Jackie, you're the best.
Oh, I love you, Barney.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
You can't see him from here, there, Gina, but I'm looking through the window as we're replaying that, and it's like he heard it for the first time. He's a kid at Christmas.
Literally, he's standing. Why are you? Why does this make you so happy, dude?
I love it. Don't sugarcoat life, kids. It's going to come to an end. Everything will come to an end eventually. Your parents, your grandparents first, then your parents, then your siblings.
This is a lighthearted morning show. What are you doing?
Happy Monday, everyone. Good morning.
And by the way, Danny wants to be liked by everybody after those comments.
You know what, Jackie? You brought up a good point. Danny wants to be loved, and we love you, but you just won't let us love you sometimes.
That's not life. As Barney told us.
What happened to you as a child?
I don't know. I can relate to this Barney. Darker. Adult.
So we basically need to put a list together of all the realities that Danny would like your children to be aware of.
Yeah.
Not everybody gets a trophy. There's a lot of losers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything comes to an end even your parents.
Marriage is a marketing ploy.
Don't get fat.
That's true. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
What else you got, Danny?
Everyone's just going to hate on me if I
keep
going.
You know what? You've already tugged at this thread. You might as well pull the whole sweater apart.
Yeah. No, look, listen. Why I love this sketch is just I thought we were going into a Jurassic World theme here with Barney.
Right.
So that's what I was expecting. I didn't read the script or anything like that. And then he went into this thing. I just lost it. I was on the floor. And his voice, Eric is so spot on that.
Yeah.
Jackie was so excited. It just added, that day was glorious for me.
The best part is in the background is,
Yeah.
Yeah, Eric is a man of many, many talents. Yeah. And we get Danny to smile.
One of my favorites.
Okay, good. Can I please tell you a heartwarming, heart-lifting story? Because Danny's made me wildly depressed.
Okay. All right. He's going to shoot it down, but go ahead.
I'm sure he is. That's okay. So a scratch-off lottery ticket bought as a last-minute Father's Day gift has turned a truck driver into an instant millionaire. Wow. He's 61 years old. His name is Joseph Mora. He was given, I love this. I've always wanted to do this as a present, but I thought it looked cheap. Apparently not. He was given the winning $1 million payout ticket when his daughter Christina put the ticket in a card and gave it to him as a gift for Father's Day, which actually is a decent present. I'm coming around on that. He is a truck driver for a grocery store. He's been doing that for 31 years. He was 200 days away from retirement. Morris says he plans on buying another muscle car and a new pickup truck and giving his current truck to one of his other daughters.
Nice.
Don't you feel like you should give it to the daughter who gave you the card?
Can I take this for you, Danny? Well, you know, most lottery tickets are losers.
That's true.
And half that money is going to go away in taxes.
Right.
And the rest of it, he's probably going to overextend himself. And all his people are coming out and asking him for money.
You know what, Danny? You're right. Let's all just jump out the window.
I'll top that. One day we'll all die. Sorry, man.
By the way, have you guys ever seen that show, The Lottery Ruined My Life, or whatever it's called?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, I've heard
it. Makes me feel so much better about not ever winning anything. These people get kidnapped. Their children get held for ransom. There's murders. Everybody wants that money. All the roaches come out of the woodwork.
See, I have a dream that I win it and nobody knows about it.
That's what everybody tries to do, but they always find out. Because you can be anonymous for a while, but then people want the interviews and you get the big cardboard check that's 10 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
I would just move to a
Beware cardboard
island.
Checks.
If Ed McMahon shows up at your door.
Don't open the door.
Would you like to know what's trending?
I would love to know what's trending, and that's why Gina Grad is here to trend with me.
Well, now that prison escapees David Sweat has been shot and captured and Richard Matt has been killed by the authorities, authorities want to do everything they can to keep David alive so they can get more information about how the escape happened. Jurassic World is now the highest grossing movie of the year in North America, surpassing even Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron. And everybody strap in for this one. Not only is Top Gun 2 currently in development, but...
What?
Tom Cruise is in talks to reprise his role as Maverick.
Play it with the boys.
I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Next, what I can only assume would be Andy's personal worst nightmare. I'll tell you what horrors occurred at a movie theater in Ohio. But first, Steely Dan, this is Mark in the Morning.
I'll tell you what my nightmare is, a day without Michael McDonald.
Come back to you.
It's addictive, isn't it?
You should think of forming a cover band, question mark.
Yeah.
Do I regret saying that? I'm not sure yet.
McDonald's. We'll call ourselves the McDonald's drive-thru.
Yes, that's so good. Speaking of music that is awesome, strap in because in a few minutes we are going to be speaking to Taylor Hawkins, the unbelievable
so cool.
drummer from the Foo Fighters. That's coming up in just a few minutes. That is a not miss, as Mark would say. Truly, truly amazing. What are we doing now?
We're going to take a break and say hello to our sponsors.
Perfect. Let's do it.
All right. Oh, wait.
What's not to love? Parents and children in Ohio movie theaters settled into their seats for the new animated Pixar movie, Inside Out. What could possibly go wrong?
No.
But they got a quick jolt when a horror movie came on instead. No. The projectionist accidentally played Insidious Chapter 3, which opened on images of children being tied up and murdered.
Oh my goodness.
Adults quickly scooped up the kids and left the theater while a manager says the parents got an apology and an upgrade pass to see Pixar in 3D. So come back if you dare. We'll double down, see
That's
what happens.
Great. We went to see Lincoln. And they started showing the 007 movie.
Oh, see, that's even better.
It took a couple of minutes. We're like, I don't think this is the Gettysburg Address. Give me some dirty deeds and make them
cheap
and dirty. It's my Mark.
That's great.
Mark Thompson.
Mark in the Morning.
AC/DC. Taylor Hawkins on the phone soon. Mark in the Morning.
I knew what finger was going to be next. You were counting down for me.
I did not.
I know.
Brandish it like I do with Mark.
No, that was very sweet of you. So happy you're joining us for Mark in the Morning today. I'm Gina Grad, Andy Chanley right here, Danny, Jackie, Mikey, the whole gang almost. Again, we're missing somebody, and I swear by the end of this show, we'll remember who it is. But we are about to hear from rock royalty right now. Mark interviewed Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins, and I think it's safe to say we're all super fans now. What a guy. Check this out.
We welcome in the drummer for the Foo Fighters, Taylor Hawkins. Good morning, Taylor.
Oh, am I on?
Yeah.
Do I need to... I can't cuss, can I?
No, you can't.
You can't. We just can't air any of it.
Then I won't do it.
Okay, I'm going to try real hard not to.
So now, we were just talking about Andy's kids. He's got a 13-week-old and a 4-year-old. How old are your kids?
Oh, my God. I have a brand-new one. She's about 6 months old. She is Everly. And then I have a daughter who is about to turn 6, and then a son who's about to turn 8.
Wow.
And that's Annabelle, and that's Shane.
You
and it's
are
bananas, dude. It's a mental hospital.
Listen, listen, I can tell you, Amy, my middle kid, all my kids now are 28, 24, and 22.
And, is that cool? Is that way better?
Well, no, because they don't ever go away. They've got your phone number. They will always call you for something.
Wow.
But you can reason with them. I mean, that's the only thing. Like, I just take my son and daughter to school, and every morning is a complete SIH show. Every
Dude,
morning.
Amy,
like,
Amy, Amy.
And, like, food against the wall. I mean, it's bananas. Everywhere.
Well, Amy came here and was watching home video from when we were kids, and she pulls out a video, and I'm watching it with her, and we were all sitting in the kitchen. My wife was making lunch. We were all sitting at the kitchen bar. It was me, Matt, Amy, Katie. Matt was 9, Amy was 6, Katie was 3, and I'm watching it, and it was so freaking loud, but at the time, God, it didn't bother me. You just kind of deal with it.
Well, it's just like anything. I mean, yeah, you just deal with it. I mean, it's like being in it's the trenches, you know? So you don't really know. I mean, every time I get the kids to school on time, fed, and, you know, with their lunches and whatever, and doing all the little things on the list that my wife said I had to do to get them there, you know, I am just like, you just take the gnarliest deep breath afterwards. Just like, oh, my God. And I take a big deep breath every time I go into the house, too, because I can pull up to my house and I can hear people screaming and my wife yelling. And I can, it's banana.
This is someone who sits at a drum kit all day telling you it is way too damn loud in the house.
I'm going to tell you something. When we take our kids on tour, and Dave said this before, after we leave a backstage area, it is like Van Halen, Motley Crue, and like, you know, Kiss all shared one backstage room. I mean, it's like mayhem. Everything is everywhere. Everything crazy.
Almost as many diapers as Kiss leaves behind.
So
that's a good one.
So the Foo Fighters, you've got shows coming up September 18th and 19th at the Honda Center in Anaheim, and September 21st and 22nd at the Forum in Inglewood. So a lot of chances to see. Is the creative flow with the band still there? I would think with the creative vibe that Dave brings and you bring, that things are still good there.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, Dave's the master creator of the Foo Fighters. It's his baby. It's his project. It always has been. So it's kind of our job to sort of be the enforcers of the Foo, or like the people carrying the message with him, you know. And so we're involved in it in some sort of creative sense, but it's and much more of a sort of you know, help him to see his vision through, and in that you kind of get, you know, a drum fill here or an idea here or something, and you become part of the whole process, you know. Dave's absolutely more creative than he's ever been, and I think in turn it makes us more creative as a band, you know. I mean, my favorite place is on the stage. For me, that's where I live in the Foo Fighters. I mean, the studio is one thing, and that can be amazing, creative, and exciting, or it can be soul-destroying if you're not having a good day in the studio. But live is where I think the essence of the Foo Fighters really is on the stage. Mm-hmm. And that's where I probably find my most creative.
So, if you just joined us, we're talking with Taylor Hawkins. He's the drummer for the Foo Fighters. And I know Andy has some. I know that Andy has something he wants to bring up. It's been gnawing at him. Andrew, this is your moment.
It has. It's been a long time that I've been thinking about this, Taylor. I know that it's a band's worst nightmare to go to a club and have or an arena and have people yelling out requests, you know, Freebird and whatever. But you guys did some terrific covers years ago, like Baker Street and some other covers that were just outstanding. And there's a song that I know you know. I'm going to play you like 15 seconds of it here. Every time I hear it, I'm thinking this is the perfect cover showcase for the Foo Fighters. You on the drums, Pat and Dave, I just think that this is custom made for a remake by the Foo Fighters. Check this out.
No.
I hear you playing this.
Oh, I know what it is. Oh.
pretty good.
You guys would kill I'm Just a Singer in a Rock and Roll Band.
Yeah, we could do that, especially the way the drums speed up at the beginning. That
yes.
Sounds like, for sure.
It's hot. Please take this homework assignment and just put write it on a little piece of paper and put it in Dave's pocket. So when you have some free time during a sound check, I want to hear a snippet of the Foo Fighters doing that.
I never thought about that song, but now that I hear you playing it, I could see us doing that. I mean, we do a lot of covers.
We really do.
I mean, and we just, you know, we have a new little jam room backstage now so that we can just, and it's really great. We just can't wait to get there and you know, play old Rush songs or Faces songs or Stone songs or Halen songs or, you know, all the stuff that we all, By the way, I'm sorry.
They killed Rush at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. They killed Rush. It was absolutely fantastic.
Taylor, can I ask you a quick question about Sonic Highways?
Sure.
That was, first of all,
I hope I can answer it.
I know you can. It was one of the best series I've ever seen. I never missed an episode. It was incredible. Personally, for me, Nashville was above and beyond my favorite. What was your favorite city?
God, they're all so different, you know? I mean, when we started it, we started in the dead of winter, so we started in Chicago.
Oy.
So really, that didn't, you know, we didn't really...
It's a rough start.
Yeah, it wasn't rough. It was actually a great start, and we recorded our first single.
But Chicago in the winter.
Off the album there, and it was a real moment of sort of triumph, because we got it really quick, and we knew it was a good omen for the record. Mm. But it was so cold.
Yeah.
And so we didn't really get to do the Chicago thing. You know, if you go to Chicago in the spring, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
In the summer, it gets real hot. But I really think that we all love Nashville. Nashville was amazing, and being at Background Studio was a real homey vibe and everything, and that was beautiful. I think we really kind of got really touched in New Orleans. Like, all of us. Whether it's your favorite song or not on the record, or mine for that matter, there was just something to it, man. There was just something sort of,
yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
anybody who's ever been there knows that it's just the most one of the most unique cities in America.
Yeah,
and the world for that matter.
And you opened up those doors and everybody on the street. It was so energetic and so magical.
It really was. I mean, I got to tell you, the whole thing, to go live in a city, you know, because we're only ever places for a day or two, maximum, you know. I mean, maybe New York will be a week or London will be a week because we'll hub out of there to do other shows around there. But for the most part, you know, in those cities, we've only ever been there. I didn't know anything about Nashville. I thought it was kind of like, I don't know, nothing, you know, like a country town, and I had nothing to do with it, you know. But I spent a week there, and I fell in love with it. And I fell in love everywhere we were, really. I mean, I fell in love with the desert. We went out to Palm Desert and recorded out there in Joshua Tree. And, God, it's so mysterious out there. And you really, you know, you just forget that, you know, it's there, you know, and you get out there and it's just a whole other world, you know?
We're talking with Taylor Hawkins. He's the drummer for the Foo Fighters. And I know that we got to get you out of here, Taylor, but I see that you have a cover band called Chevy Metal and it, you play covers. We have an event we've been talking about off air about us doing something this summer. If you guys are around, I would love to speak with putting you to work for one of these shows. So if you're open to it and around,
I'm totally open to it.
Yeah, that's a conversation we can have.
I love that. And, hey, Mark.
Yeah.
I've been listening to you for so long. I mean, when you're the producer guy texted me and said, hey, you want to do an interview with Mark from Mark and original Mark and Brian? I was like, hell yeah. I mean, I've been listening. I mean, I remember on my way to quote unquote driving to college when I was trying to act like I was going to college back in the early 90s. And, I remember, you're like part of my life. You really are.
Thank you, man.
It's great to talk to you. And you're just a big part of my, musical life. I just remember you forever, dude. It's crazy
well,
to talk to you. It's awesome.
Your words mean a ton, Taylor. I have had such a gifted career. I got so lucky to be doing what
both,
it is.
Brother. You and me both, brother.
Yeah, I mean, to be given the opportunity and the chance to do what I love to do. And so I can go ahead and tell you now that we're going to put this to bed. We're going to have you, if you're available, play at this event, and you and I are going to become best friends. We're going to go to movies together and hold hands and eat popcorn.
I love it.
Just Mark Taylor and Swaggy P.
I love it, man. That's great.
Well, Taylor, listen, the best to you. We will be contacting you about that event. Thank you for carving out some time for us, and it was so great talking to you.
You too, guys, and have a good rest of the day. And I'm going to go clean off my pants that have peanut butter. And
Taylor, we'll talk to you soon, my friend. Remain where you are. This is Mark in the Morning.
All right, Uncle Jay Bones just sauntered into the studio.
And apparently they repealed the dress code.
As a matter of fact.
What's going on at the 10 of 10, Uncle?
Summertime!
Yeah!
Well, I spilled Pop Rocks on my other shirt. Featuring the year today, Pop Rocks came out. Oh, my God. Dog Day Afternoon. That was a romantic number right there. 1975. 10 of 10, 1975. Going to happen probably about 10 o'clock.
Ooh, awesome. That'd be a good time for it. All right, tomorrow we are replaying a beloved bit from the morning show when Katie storms Norm's and brings a yodeler with her.
Norm storming.
A little Norm storming tomorrow. Also, we might be trying a plethora of Frappuccinos if I get my way. Stay tuned.
I've heard they're not very good. Like maybe Crappuccinos. Wait, are they a sponsor?
Nope.
Yep, Crappuccinos.
Crappuccino.
Oh, sure, podcasting is great, but have you heard about this new invention that puts Mark in the Morning directly in your car each weekday morning? Yeah, it's called FM radio. And you'll find Mark in the Morning there on 100.3 FM in Southern California. Thanks for listening.